head, put it on real tight. I hope you brought your best tonight. They say they got the fireworks, yeah, they say they got the show. You're around the chutes, you're the best, so let's go.
This is Texas Toast. I'm your host, Miss Helen. Kick back and enjoy as we toast the best from Texas.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Texas on Tap. I'm Miss Helen, along with producer Kyle, and I'm outside today. It's kind of nice.
Looks pretty nice.
Yeah, the rain has let up just a little bit, so I thought I would bring it downstairs. Plus, there's some stuff going on upstairs, but I've got a fun thing going on tonight. Let me talk about it now. Can I tell
you?
I have a neighbor, Gregory Austin is his name. Great original singer-songwriter, and a lot of his musicians are in town, like three or four of them. So we hung out last night and did some dancing and some singing, played some of their music, but they're going to do like a little live acoustic down here by the pool tonight.
Nice.
And put some lights out, and we're just going to have a big old time. I don't know if you can see the koozie, redneck Riviera.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty cool with the sunglasses. Yeah.
I'm jealous.
So looking forward to that. I know they really have some good music. I look for Gregory to probably do some releases. He's got a lot of his stuff mastered. He's been in music for a long time, but just great people. And the ironic thing is he is a tugboat captain. He's 3 weeks on, 3 weeks off. And Michelle is here while he's gone to New Orleans to run his big old barge. Just a good old country guy from East Texas. They're all a bunch of East Texas guys. So
that's
going to be tons of fun. Yes, you can imagine.
So he just pushes them out to the ocean and then comes on back? How does that work?
No, well, he's a tugboat captain. So he drives the barge. He's the man.
Wow.
He's the man up in the captain's seat running the barge. And he writes a lot of his songs while he's, you know, on the boat. And
I can imagine.
Yeah, he's got some really good stuff. He's got a cool Matagorda song. It's called Plenty of Beer to Get There. Yeah,
oh, nice.
We have a lot of fun here. And I'm just right in the thick of it. It's perfect being in the music business anyway, as
Definitely.
We are. So, okay. You want to start with your list or would you like me to start?
There's a couple things I want to talk about, and then I'll let you start this week because I got
okay.
to go first this week. So, well, I guess there's really just one thing that I want to mention, and then we'll talk about some other stuff later on towards the end. But one of the guys we've talked about before on the show named Nate Burnham, he just put out a new song called I Got Game, and that was a close runner-up for my picks this week. I just wanted to give that song a mention because it's a lot of fun. It's a little more, you know, dancey and I guess fun is the best way to describe the song. So check that song out and let's just jump into your list.
Okay. I'm going to start off with Joe King. He just released a new single called Drinking Doubles. Now his last single was Down in Stillwater, Oklahoma. It spent 25 weeks on the Texas Regional Radio Report and it peaked in at number 24, but Drinking Doubles is a good dancing song. It's just a good, fun country song. Of course, it's his second single. It was written by Cody Widener and Benny MacArthur of George Strait's Ace and the Hole Band. And it's a song that definitely gets you moving. So definitely check out Joe King.
Definitely. Do you know anything about Joe King?
Not just, I know I followed his first single.
Okay. So I could be mistaking him for someone else, but I'm not, I think I'm right. Whenever I was out in Fairfield at, I think it was 99.1 KNES or something like that with Trent Cowie on a radio gig one day, and they were talking about him. And I think he's like a retired football player, NFL player or something like that.
Really?
He's like a big old dude. And whenever I heard him sing, that's what reminded me. And I was like, oh man, yeah, he's got to be massive with that, you know, deep ballsy voice.
Hang on a second. Hang on. Let me look at his picture. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, he's too cute. Yes.
Yeah. And his voice is just awesome.
We need him on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I really would like to visit with him. So, and I'm really liking the song. I was playing it earlier while I was outside and it's just, it really even sounds better, like, because when I was previewing it, of course I was, you know, headphones on, but then I just had the speaker blasting and it was like, dang, that is such a great song. And then when I mentioned Kate Watson, red lipstick and a cowboy hat, she's absolutely adorable, gorgeous, and this is a good attitude song. It's got a great message in it. If you were the underdog at one point, but she's got some sass in it. Red lipstick and a cowboy hat. And then we're gonna have a featured song right now, brand new, just hitting the airwaves. It'll be coming up. Jeremy Studdard, it's his follow-up to All Nighter, which we talked about that song. Love that song. And this is called Barely Breathing. This is brand new from Jeremy Studdard.
It ain't the one that's going to my
that your body knows. You know just what to do. You're about to do me in. No, I can't catch my breath. All the air in this room is leaving. So take all I've got left. With every kiss off your lips, that'll leave me there.
From Jeremy Studdard right here on Texas on Tap. Barely Breathing, great song. I look for that one to chart really good.
Yeah, I love that song. It's that dude just has like country deep in his soul. You know, he's got like a sadness in his voice. You don't even really have to listen to the words, and it's just, it hits you in every way. This tune was a little more upbeat than like you mentioned All Nighter, but it's got like a darker feel to it. So it's kind of, I don't know, it was kind of a cool change. You know, his voice is very characteristic. So I feel like from this point on, anytime I hear one of his tunes, I'm going to recognize it right away. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, this song's really, really cool. So
very good. Very, very well mixed and mastered. And his voice is awesome. So it's top shelf right there.
Oh yeah. Whoever he's working with, whoever his producer is doing a great job. They found exactly what he needs. Mm-hmm. So I will go ahead and jump through my songs. I'm going to start off with a song from Josh Greider this week.
And oh, that's my guy.
Yeah. And I don't think we've actually talked about any of his songs so far. So I'm excited we get to.
Oh, yeah. One Night Taco Stand. I brought that up. It's an old song.
Oh,
it's
right, a throwback right. Okay.
Song. Yeah. My Josh Greider One Night Taco Stand. And it was funny because once you sent me this, I got off into Josh Greider for like 45 minutes just playing his music. And I have some stuff to add to this, but go ahead and do your review on this song.
Yeah. So the thing about this song that stuck out to me, because you know, I've heard a bunch of his songs, and I do remember talking about One Night Taco Stand, but I guess I'm not sure if he's released any singles since we started doing the review. But again, the production on this song, they got this like atmospheric thing going on, and it's, you know, it's like, it's not super common. I couldn't compare it to anything, and it's just exciting to hear these, you know, people who've been doing it for a long time, pushing the boundaries and stepping outside of, you know, their comfort zones with this music. That's really what's cool about Texas, is there's no boundaries, you know, like we've got artists physically outside of Texas making a huge mark here. But as far as the music itself too, you can do whatever you want. And that's so cool to me.
Well, can I mention something else about Josh Greider?
Absolutely.
It's kind of current and I think relevant to this, because he's actually got a new album coming out in November. He has some new material coming out. But since 2012, him and a group of songwriters, it's called the Traveling Red River Songwriters Festival. Huh. And I hadn't heard this name in ages, but it's, of course, Josh, along with Drew Kennedy, Walt Wilkins, Susan Gibson, and a couple of others. It's a songwriter series. They're going to have a show like in Fredericksburg, one in New Braunfels, I think Austin. And that's the kind of stuff like I really like. But another thing that Josh Greider has done is he's jumped off into producing. He's producing Gunnar Latham.
Oh, no way. That's so cool.
Yeah, yeah. So Josh Greider, he's had his hand in music, but I hadn't seen Drew Kennedy's name in years. Drew is from the Dallas area. And I remember when he was on radio tour, when he was releasing music, he was hilarious. He used to crack me up just with funny phone calls and funny emails. So that's a big group of talented songwriters there. So y'all might want to check it out if you want to go catch something like that. The Traveling Red River Songwriters Festival. You can go to Josh Greider's website. It's all posted up there.
Nice. Yeah, that's crazy. That's like a stacked bill right
now. Yeah, yeah, right.
Nice. All right. Well, the next one that I want to talk about is an artist that we have talked about before. He was one of our summertime anthems a couple months back. And this is the new song from Johnny Woods called Pay the Bills. Mm-hmm. This song caught my attention because it was, a solid honky-tonk song and it had a humor element to it. But I just really liked the way it was produced. Everything was done, classically. But with, just really high quality recording and stuff. And Johnny's voice is awesome. It's satisfying whenever somebody writes a song that is intentionally kind of humorous, but also like probably really relatable for a lot of people. So
yes, very much.
Yeah, he hit the nail on the head with that tune. And then the last one that I'm going to talk about, I am so excited to share this song with everybody. It did come out a little over a week ago, but it's a new song by Tyler Halvorsen, which you may remember as the Beer Garden Baby.
I know. And I love this song. Yeah, I love this song.
So good. His voice is so cool.
I'm just like that girl too. If I'm drinking tequila, I'm not ready to go home, and y'all will hear it in the end of the song. It's hilarious.
Oh yeah, it's so good. Tyler's like one of my favorites right now. This song, he changed it up quite a bit. His voice is really recognizable, but it's got this like folky, like classic kind of sound to it that some of his older stuff doesn't have. So let's go ahead and listen to, I don't think I've even said the name yet, Coda Go 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 by Tyler Halvorsen.
All I wanted from her was a little fun. Oh, I got what I wanted, buddy, and then some. Baking at the bar, getting lit like the sun. Double shot, right beside her, went off like a gun. Best get out of her way when that tequila come out. Been known to get a little mean to start running her mouth. Tornado gonna tear up the town when that codigo go down. Well, everybody cheered when she started dancing on the bar. When she took off her shirt, I guess she went a little too far. Started picking a fight. Twice my size. Tried to break it up, but took one between the eyes. Best get out of her way when that tequila come out. Been known to get a little mean and start running her mouth. That little Texas tornado gonna tear up the town when that codigo go down. Touched her lips, I knew I was in for a hell of a trip. One mistake I won't make again. Don't believe me, just ask my friends. Best get out of her way when that tequila come out. Been known to get a little mean and start running her mouth. That little Texas tornado gonna tear up the town when that codigo go down. Codigo go go, codigo go down. Codigo go down, come on girl, get down.
brand new Tyler Halverson. How funny is that? See, I'm telling you, I'm like the girl. I don't want to go home yet. Not leaving. I was kind of like that last night. I kept dancing, wouldn't leave.
Now, the coolest thing about that, though, is all you got to do is walk up some stairs. And then you can walk back down them again if you want to do that.
Yeah, then you start walking really fast when you're trying to dodge the mosquitoes down here.
Oh, man. Have we ever told that story about how we... Whenever we were down there with Trent and jumped in the pool and stuff, trying to avoid the mosquitoes, and they were just needles in our head and stuff. Oh my gosh, that was insane. The most hardcore mosquitoes I've ever encountered.
It's pretty bad. It's like the mosquitoes around here are like the Gorda drinkers.
Yeah.
They're all over it, all over it.
So that's how you know you've succeeded in life, is whenever you live at the place that everybody wants to come to. So all you got to do is walk upstairs. You don't have to worry about Ubers and none of that.
I know.
Oh, y'all don't even have Uber up there.
No, we don't. As a matter of fact, there was this really nice couple from Seguin that had come to visit here, and they're brand new Suburban. It had a problem at one of the restaurants in town, and they were trying to call Uber, but you know, good old country people around here, they were like, there was a couple that noticed that they were sitting there, and they asked about Uber service or rental cars. And they're like, where are you staying? We will just drive you where you are. So yeah, no Uber here.
Yep.
All right. Well, it's
hopefully not for a while.
No. So let's take a look at what's popping and topping on the charts. Popping up really quick is the most added this week. And we talked about a lot of these songs last week. Aaron Watson's new one was under the most ads this week on the Texas Country Music Association chart. Of course, Crash Landing, we previewed that last week. David Adam Burns, Too Much Texas. Ariel with The Cowboy He Will Be was the most added. And Darren Morris Band, She's Gonna Leave a Mark. That was all the songs. That was like our mix that we covered last week. And so, yeah, they're going in and they're starting the chart already. And new on the chart, Landon Heights with Jamie. He came in. He's getting added. Aaron Watson's on the new ads. Well, we just talked about that. Joe King, Drinking Double also as well. Number 1, 2, and 3 is the same as last week on this chart. Randall King's number 1 with Record High. John Wolf with Tequila Sundown. Josh Abbott Band with Real Damn Good. Chad Cook's Senorita Sky. And then Drew Fish Band with One Beer at a Time comes in at number 5 on the Texas Country Music Chart. Texas Regional Radio Report, Kyle Parks at number 1 this week. He was at number 2 last week with Rewind. And one of my favorite summer songs, Senorita Sky, Chad Cook Band, number 2, One Beer at a Time, Drew Fish Band. Then our bud, George Dukas. I haven't been drinking yet, I promise. His Cold Bud, George Dukas, is at number 4, and Josh Abbott Band is at number 5 with Real Damn Good. And just to mention, Tequila Sundown, John Wolf, another one of my fun summer songs, he's at number 6.
Nice.
CD Extraction Texas, number 1, Randall King with Record High. John Wolf is number 2 with Tequila Sundown. Josh Abbott Band, Real Damn Good. Kyle Park with Rewind is at number 4, and number 5 is the Drew Fish Band on CB Extraction Texas. So there's a look at the top 5 on the charts and kind of what's up and coming. Can you hear the music in the background? They're already warming up over there. It's so cool. You probably can't hear it.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. This is fun. So the Astros may clinch. I have my October Ready shirt on.
I saw that.
It's like so old, like the letters are starting to come off of this, but it's my good luck shirt for the off season. So we'll see if they clinch it tonight. Here we go into the playoffs. Can you believe baseball season, regular season is coming to an end? It's playoff time.
Cannot. It's crazy how fast the last 2 years have gone by.
I know. We've got so much depth, and this is going to be good. I don't know what Altuve's holding out on. Like, he had a bad road series, but we'll get going. Everybody picks each other up. That's the thing. They got it. So exciting.
Speaking of believing how fast things have gone by, I was playing a show last weekend, and I was saying, you know, we wrote this song 2 years ago or something like that. And as we were playing it, I was like, oh, wow, we wrote this song 5 years ago. The last two years are just a blur. The last 2 years are just a blur. It's crazy. Even this, you know, we started this like in February, which is coming up on a year. I guess we're like 8 months in, you know, and like the amount of people that are listening to the show it's doubling every month, it seems like, you know.
I know, we really are. And we've had 3,000 downloads.
Yeah.
It's our crazy celebration. We're kind of celebrating a mile marker there.
I need a beer. You need a margarita?
my stuff's upstairs. It's last down, ready to go. But
make me one.
Let's talk about what happened to us a few weeks ago. Like, this is our baby now.
How do I start? So Helen and I were brought together from a company about this time last year to start a podcast for them. And we, you know, took our time getting things started. Me and Helen had never met. We live in different cities. And, you know, eventually we got together and figured out that we kind of liked each other. We got along, you know, it'd be a good work environment. And so, yeah, at the beginning of last month, we basically acquired the podcast from the company, and now we're entirely independent and we can pretty much do whatever we want. And we are so excited.
Yes. So here's what we need. We really need sponsors. We really need you to like, share the podcast, to get it out to everyone that's Texas music lovers or just music lovers or musicians or that likes the industry, because we're doing the Bottoms Up series to where we are going to have so many different aspects of the music business, kind of like a music 101. We started out with Generate this week, and I just thoroughly enjoyed the visit. And I think there is such great information that they passed on to us during that podcast. And we'll have more like that. We've got some studio musicians coming on from Rosewood. Those guys are the bomb. They're killing it. Everybody's recording at Rosewood these days. And we've had some tremendous songwriters on here already with Trent Willman and Tom Shepard and George Dukas and Terry McBride. Just so many like seasoned veteran songwriters and producers. So I think we've got a little niche going on. We're loving it. It's in our blood. It's in our heart. And this is what we do.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy how we started out, you know, just trying to get, you know, some guests on here and there. And then we quickly decided that we wanted to talk about radio success and all that stuff. So we became, you know, the one-stop shop very quickly, not even trying to be, for people to find new music, you know, when they're looking for Texas country. And then now we've got the Bottoms Up thing. So it's like, we're literally a one-stop shop for everything country music, essentially, at this point. Like, if you want to learn how to promote a song to radio, you want to find new music, you want to learn the story of Kyle Park, come on down to Texas Toast.
And if you want to see some new faces, like, we have a upcoming episode with Landon Heights. I think everyone's going to find that one very interesting. So we've had some new faces, we've had some veterans on, and we're still going to mix it up and keep it like that. I mean, I have a list right now of these new faces and their, you know, first releases ever that I think I would like us to get on the podcast. But
absolutely,
it's been fun. We've made so many friends already.
So many friends. It's crazy. Yep. So I mentioned, you know, the big names that we have on, but the coolest part about it for us is that we've got the bigger guys coming on. They bring their fans over to the show and they listen, and then they stay for you because you're awesome.
Oh, please.
And then, I mean, I'm going to show you the numbers. That's what happens, you know? But then we can get people like Landon Heights on the show and expose him to all these new people. And it's just so cool that we're capable of doing that at this point. And I don't know, I'm really grateful for all of this. And it's insane to me how much has happened with just this podcast since we started, but it's shaping up to be something really, really sweet for a long time.
No, I had no idea it was going to be this wonderful, because I've shared this before. Kyle knows I was so stuck in that box of FM radio and being in a studio and having a large stick. And one thing I was thinking about before we did this is how it's always good to get outside the box and accept challenges. And this year I have had three different challenges. This was getting outside the box for me. And then when I started yoga, it was getting outside the box. And Christy, who is our yoga instructor, she challenges me to do more advanced and more advanced stuff every time. Right. And then plus being here at the condos and managing as well. It's like, I'm so proud of myself that I just got outside the box with different things this year. So do it. I even tell my friends now. I have a friend, she's a barrel racer and she has a new horse and she has this horse trainer. And, you know, she was talking like, I don't know, she's wanting me to do this stuff and do that. And I'm like, let her challenge you, get outside the box, do something you've never done before. And she's doing it. And as a result, the horse has improved. She's improved. That's just, sometimes you got to challenge yourself.
Absolutely. Totally agree. I mean, a year ago today, never would have even seen myself running a podcast, running a country podcast, and playing and writing country music. So, not that I'm not loving
it. Good. I can't wait to hear your music. So you got to, you're going to have to share it with me.
I got some stuff in the works.
But I know when you're ready, you will. I'm not going to push you, but I'm excited for you. I'm really excited for you.
I was telling somebody earlier today, like, I think it's funny when, you know, songwriters act humble. because I believe maybe 25% of them actually believe this, but most of the time they'll say, you know, yeah, I can't really listen to my music after I put it out, you know, because they just, it's embarrassing or whatever, like hearing yourself talk on video. But I feel like if I'm not writing music that I want to listen to all the time, then what am I writing it for? You know,
so That's a good point.
My point is that as soon as music's ready to show you, I'll show you. I'm not, okay. There's no nerves there about that.
Exciting stuff.
Yep. I guess I can let you get off to the Redneck Riviera.
Yeah, Redneck Riviera, right here in Matagorda, Texas. They're over there. They're warming up. They're warming up over there. This reminds me of like loading and sound check at the fair or something.
Nice. Oh, man. Okay. Did you see pictures from John Stork this weekend at Fort Bend?
I did. And I saw stories and I heard some of my friends that actually high school classmates that live in Fort Bend County that actually reached out to me and said, oh, my gosh, that was the coolest thing. Like my neighbors watched him grow up. Like my, you know, my neighbors or people that my kids went to school with watched him grow up. And here he is, the big Texas superstar, and he's playing his home county fair. And of course, if you want to go back and listen to that podcast, John, you know, we talked about that during the podcast.
February.
And how amazing it would be to play your home county fair. Cause that was the first thing I thought, you know, with him growing up there, I was like, okay, so, all right. And, you know, being from Beasley, you're first of all, Beasley Bash, and then your home fair is Fort Bend County Fair. When are you playing it? And so he made a huge impact on so many people, did such a good job.
Definitely. Sheldon told me, or the Lavender Stallion told me that 700 people came to see John play, and that's pretty insane. So congrats, John.
Way to go,
and
John.
Your whole team. And we're rooting for you, dude. Hopefully you'll come back and hang out with us on here pretty soon.
Yeah, I think it's about time for some of ours to repeat. I think I'm just, okay, this is how I see it in my pants stuff. Okay, so I'm thinking that maybe we ought to talk to a few of ours that are going to get ready for the TCMA Awards that are that are the finalists that are nominees. And so we might even do a little something with that.
Yeah,
I'm thinking out loud here. Probably
put together a special little episode talking to everybody. That'd be awesome.
Yes.
Rock and roll.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Well, we covered a lot today, so go enjoy yourself. Drink a margarita for me.
I don't know if I have margaritas tonight.
Or, what is it?
I'll probably have me.
Ron will make you a White Russian.
No, he, by the way, he did buy stuff for White Russians. That's
nice,
crazy.
That's his thing.
I just can't. That's too heavy of a drink for me.
Yeah.
And then he bought some kind of peanut butter whiskey. He hates peanut butter. I can't make any. I can't make any recipes with peanut butter. And
I can't either. I can't even imagine it.
What is up with the peanut butter whiskey? He said, well, they had it at Greg and Michelle's last night. And I was like, you hate peanut butter, but it doesn't taste like that, he told me. I don't know.
Yeah, I have yet to try it. It scares me. I'm not a big Fireball guy, not a big flavored whiskey guy in general. But I know a lot of people who enjoy it. So
yeah. Whiskey, I kind of get brave with whiskey like during the winter or like at deer camp.
Yeah.
That's kind of, and cigars. Yeah. At deer camp. Yeah.
There you go. Nice.
Don't tell.
<I'm joking. laughs> I brought up Nate Burnham earlier at the very beginning. He said he wants to come on down and hunt with us too. So whenever we get that going, we'll have another Texas country guy down there with us.
Okay. Well, it's been great. Another Texas on tap, TOT.
TOT. All right. Landon Heights next Tuesday. Stick around. Check it out. I put a video on Instagram yesterday, or I guess whatever day Jen's episode came out. But, you know, we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff that you guys might not be aware of. So if anybody has questions, I'm going to push this really hard because I want y'all to know that, you know, we're here. We're really easy to reach. It's not like there's any kind of wall between us at all. You know, any questions you have, any suggestions you have about anything, please send all that stuff our way. Like, it's all super helpful. You guys are a part of this just as much as we are. So,
that's,
you know,
exactly,
please.
Right. Yes.
Please send any thoughts you have our way. And we love criticism, suggestions, questions, all that good stuff.
That's right. And we're looking for sponsors.
We are. Yep. It's all right. So instead of your White Russians, go drink some of that dripping spray.
Yes. Yes. That's in the plan. I do have some stuff up there. Okay. All right. Well, good job, Kyle. This
Leave it
was
at
fun.
That.
Everybody, don't forget, you know, just keep tuning in and keeping up and following. We're loving it. Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Cheers.
To say. You can go to hell. Hell, I'll go to Texas. I've had my fill of every place but home. Well, take away the